What's up, TSO gang, gang, gang? What's up, babies? Welcome back to Talk Sex Only with your girl, Kiki. What's up, what's up, what's up, what's up? So, you guys, you already know I start off every episode with thanking you, as you guys are the reason I do what I do. I love you guys down. If you have a message for me, please make sure you are hitting that message link. If you are able to support the podcast, we do have that option. You start at 99 cents or anything you're able to do. If you are not, you are still loved just as much. Thank you for the support, your listens, everything. So, baby loves, you already know, if you're not following the podcast by now, you want to go ahead and hit that follow button and the notification bell to be notified every time we drop these episodes, which you already know is every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. And your girl does throw in bonus episodes on the weekends. Y'all know how I do. Y'all my babies. When y'all request, I give. Now, as you know, last episode was FWB versus Polly, which... for those of you who don't know what FWB would be, that is friends with benefits versus a poly relationship. So someone asked me, how would I be able to be in a poly relationship and not in an FWB relationship? Well, you guys got the answer in the last episode. For me, clear as day, friends with benefits would mean someone is able to, the person that you are sleeping with would be able to sleep with other people. I'm not into that kind of thing, especially COVID. I'm already scared of dying early, so you know, AIDS, STDs, all that kind of thing. I can't deal with that kind of recklessness, shall I say. So yeah, poly's different. Poly for me is, you know, three people that are dealing with each other in one session, okay? One, as in all one. We're all one person, pretty much, okay? So I do have a guest who would like to also put in their opinion. And just give me 1 minute, y'all, while I go ahead and introduce them to the podcast. Okay, so, are you here?
Yeah, I'm here.
Are you live? Okay. So I can hear you, you can hear me. Great connection. Are you aware of the topic?
Yes, I am. Okay,
introduce yourself to the podcast, to the crew, and yeah. I'll go ahead and ask a couple of questions on it, and you can go ahead and give your opinion.
All right, what's up, internet family? This is Frank, a.k.a. Jamar, a.k.a. Vicious.
All right, so there you have it. That is our guest star for the night. Well, we have the FWB versus poly thing going on. I had a question brought up to me. How would I be able to be in a poly relationship and not in a friends with benefits? So my first question to you is, do you believe there's a difference?
Yes, I do.
100%. And what is that difference?
All right. I'm somewhat of going through this myself, but not the poly thing, because I don't think I could do that. The friends with benefit thing, I never thought in the past I could do it, but now I'm leaning more towards doing that. So I would say the difference would be is that, okay, me being the man, the poly relationship,
mm-hmm.
What type of relationship would that be for me? Is it going to be two females? Like, that would be ideal. But is it going to be me, my girl, and another dude? Another female? It depends on what she wants, right? Or what I want.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so that plays a difference, too. And then the friends with benefits... it's like, you know, basically like I'm a heterosexual, so that's I'm gonna go after a female with benefits. So okay. I think this episode could go on for a while. I said it's a great topic, Kiki. So where are we going with this right now?
I believe it's a great topic too. So I do want you guys, also my internet family, to go ahead and TSO gang, go ahead and send in your messages so that we could go ahead and review them and continue this cycle. I mean, so my next question for you would be, with a friend with benefits, me personally, I feel like a poly relationship is more beneficial than a friends with benefits relationship. But that would be just because of the kind of relationship that I look forward to. Like, you know, I can't sleep with people that are sleeping with other people. I just can't do that. So it's not ideal for me. But like you said, it's ideal for you. So what are your benefits from being in a FWB relationship as opposed to being in a poly relationship?
Okay, well, with any relationship that you have, there is communication, number one.
Mm-hmm.
Number two, I understand we got 6 minutes, so I'm gonna try to keep it kind of short. If anybody could shoot out their questions or have any type of other things they want to address, please send it. And we could try to address this, but I'm trying to make this as short as possible. Anyway, for me, a friend with benefits will be a friend that's not having sex with anybody else. So if we're going to be friends with benefits, then basically I'm not having sex with nobody. You're not having sex with nobody. Since we're both not having sex, we just don't want to go out here and have sex with just anybody. So by me and you being friends, we're going to keep it on a level to where me and you are going to have sex, and when you think you found somebody or when I think I found somebody, we're going to let each other know about that. We're just not going to be out here fucking randoms. That's why me and you is having sex with each other.
Mm.
We all got urges. We all got needs. And we want to try to keep it healthy and disease free. So if I'm somewhat attracted to you, you're attracted to me, we can't be together for whatever reasons. And you know, one night you might need a booty call or you might want something. So you trust in somebody to have sex with. So what are your thoughts on that scenario?
Now, with that, I can see that. But I had it completely twisted, first of all. I was thinking friends with benefits are not so, because it seems like the way you put it is like an exclusive friends with benefits kind of thing. Cause I think like when you're not exclusive, then you don't have that attachment to where like you have to tell the other person that you're sleeping with anyone, or like you don't have to, like you could still just do you, like you're just like completely free and single. Now, like what you're explaining sounds like an exclusive friends with benefits relationship, because at that, like you're saying, like you guys are not just sleeping around, you're just like you and the other person, and like it's that's just that until right. You find someone else,
right? I mean, like it can happen either way, like the way you're saying it or the way that I'm saying it can happen either way.
Oh yeah,
like, you know, like most definitely, like there's plenty of things other people might pick up and do. All I'm saying is, like, for me, for the friends with benefits, the way that I see it is that, you know, if we're both single and you're my good friend or whatever, is it possible that we can have sex with each other and retain our friendship? I mean,
yeah.
That might be kind of hard, because I do believe when you start having sex with somebody, you might develop some type of feelings.
Mm-hmm.
But if y'all were to keep that in check and keep that in communication, if you give it a try, give it a try. You know, but you have to be honest with each other. You know, when you start to develop feelings or you feel this way or that way, that's because you don't want to lose that friendship. And the whole thing about it is friends with benefits. Your friends first.
So exactly.
So what do? Friends talk. You know, so that's going to be the whole thing. And the next part will be basically is when you go on to basically your friends with benefits to keep you from fucking random people. Like, if you go on a date, you haven't had sex, like me myself. I haven't had sex in like 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
So if I go on a date, it might be a girl I might not really be attracted to or want to mess with, but if she's giving up the goods, I'm a guy first. I might take it.
Mm-hmm.
And then the next day, I'll be feeling all bad because me and that girl had sex. You know, she might think it's something different than what it is. But if I have a friend with benefits, I already have that release.
Right. Well,
I'm not thinking sexually all the time.
Right.
So now when I meet a new girl or something, somebody who I think can be my person, I'm not so much worried about having sex. Or if it gets to that, I can say no because I'm not in dire need of having sex. You feel what I'm saying?
I do. But then in that topic, which is great for our next episode, we will discuss in that scenario of someone sleeping. Okay, so you said you're sleeping with, your release, you're from your FWB, but then you're also searching for that person. You find this person that could be your person. I understand you're not hard up for the sex, but for me, from a woman's stance, I would feel deprived because not only now are you saying you're not hard up for it just because you're getting it elsewhere, it doesn't give me that, like, it takes away from my security. Like, damn, he doesn't even, like, want me. Like, it would probably make me feel like you would probably be getting released elsewhere. But also, from your end, how do you not get feelings mixed? Like, it's just a lot. But make sure you're jotting down your questions for the next episode. And if you have any messages to send in before jotting down any questions, go ahead and hit that message link. Frank, will you be joining us in the next episode?
Hey, if you allow me, I'm always here.
Great. And you guys already know that will be on Wednesday. So save the topic. We are going to see how Frank deals with, you know, dealing with his release and his person. Oh my God, that sounds so hectic.
I know. Listen, like I told you, this was a great topic. I kind of feel like I'm going through it now, and it's great. It's something to talk about. I appreciate everybody putting their questions forward, or if you don't really have a question, put your statements forward. Tell us what you think about it. Like, let's go.
That's what we're here for. Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, guys. Make sure you are tuning in. Stay loyal to the gang, TSO. We are out.
We out, 100.